A U.S. Federal Reserve survey shows businesses and farmers are increasingly concerned about the country's trade row with China. Steel and aluminum prices have sharply risen across the United States after President Donald Trump announced plans to impose tariffs on the imports of those metals from China. The survey also suggested that industries and retailers in America continue to report difficulties in doing business. This, as Washington and Beijing have been engaged in a tit-for-tat game on levying tariffs on imports from each other. Trump is angry over his country's trade deficit with China. This is while Beijing says its trade practices have never violated international regulations. Joining us live now from Irvine is Professor Paul Sheldon Foote, who is a professor of accounting at California State University. Professor, thanks for joining us. Do you think that companies, American companies, are right to be nervous about this trade row with China?
Pretty much so. The list of tariffs and counter-tariffs has been growing. The Chinese are well aware of who the supporters of President Trump are, so they've gone after the farmers, for example. And this goes beyond just China and the United States. I mean, we mentioned aluminum. With the United States sanctioning a Russian aluminum company, that affects the world market for aluminum. On top of that, recently you had President Trump putting in John Bolton, a chicken hawk supporter of the Iranian communist terrorists, a real nutcase who wants nothing but war and sanctions. Sanctions are the next step up. We have been threatening sanctions against several countries, and that's another form of war in addition to that leads to disruption of trade. There will, of course, be battles at the World Trade Organization, fighting for changes of rules. So, yes, it will be very messy, and unfortunately, the president has embarrassed himself by surrounding himself by some very terrible people.
Professor, you know, many people argue that whatever Trump's tactics may be, that he's right to approach what's called an unequal relationship, trade relationship with China. Do you agree with that?
Oh, he's absolutely right that we in America cannot sit back and do nothing. The trade deficits are terrible. That is true. But the problem is, unfortunately, he's under so much pressure from people trying to impeach him or throw all of his supporters in prison, that he's going to do desperate things. I mean, his approval ratings went up after attacking Syria. And it wasn't because of the people who voted for him. It was from the mainstream media folks, the people in the city, who are never going to vote for him. And unfortunately, if he's not smart enough to understand that, then he will just do more things. He'll do more dangerous things. He'll be happy to tear up the agreement with Iran and other things to stay in power.
And as a final thought then, Professor, do you think that Donald Trump will be able to help the American economy through his tactics, such as, of course, going after China over trade?
He has helped somewhat in the short term with the tax reform, but unfortunately, this is going to go beyond just China and the United States and a few tariffs, this and that. I mean, the Chinese have indicated some willingness to bend a little bit. They're not going to make giant concessions, but they're willing to make some because they realize it's not in their interest either to have a trade war. They would be hurt as bad. No one wins the trade war.
Very well, Professor. We'll leave there at that. But, of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us.